Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, there's been so much talk about how can we get DK more involved, how can we push the ball down the field more, and I said last week you got to run the football, and I think today we ran the ball pretty effectively. That Kenny G, I mean, Kenny Gainwell, obviously if you're a football fan, you know who he is and you followed his career, and it seemed like every time he went in the game, for me as a football fan with Philly, it was like, man, this guy's really good, he should get more touches. So when I came here, I knew what kind of player he was. I tell him all the time, he's an absolute baller. So any opportunity he gets, man, Kenny's been great all year and making himself a lot of money.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Aaron Rodgers there on the Steelers' offensive game plan that neutralized a man I had lavished praise on, and so had everyone associated with the Steelers over the last week leading into the game, and that would be one Brian Flores. All the tricks up his sleeve, all of the exotic blitzes, all of the confusion, we didn't see any of that yesterday. And that is a testament to what Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin drew up and then the players going out there to execute it. Pat Freiermuth was a bystander in this game. Ben Skoranek was used a lot. They went back to the old nipple rubber package, bringing in an extra offensive lineman. And the tight end that was out there more than anybody else was Darnell Washington to assist in that run game. And the run game was such a factor, and the personnel that they put out there changed up Minnesota's complete defensive game plan. And Rodgers said after the game, they ended up running a very vanilla defense. Brian Flores and vanilla, they've not been in the same sentence with each other very often. He's a mad scientist.
No, what's the most insane ice cream flavor you can think of? Chocolate chip cookie dough, rocky road, something or other. He's adding tons of ingredients there in pre-snap looks.
No, Stella had dip on an ice cream for the first time yesterday.
Dip?
Yeah, you know, like the coating that they put on it, like the hard shell.
Like, yeah. Okay, so yeah, get the soft serve and then dip it in. What did she think? She's always got takes, so
fan of it.
To know.
Big time. Didn't know at first that you had to bite into it. She thought you just licked the shell until it eventually melted and then you got the ice cream.
I never liked the dip cones myself.
They're messy.
I felt like, I can
Donnie, you're
do,
like
you know,
a soft serve
You are a soft
connoisseur.
Serve
are you a,
He's a pages
man. Are you a dip
man.
On a cone guy? Like a shell on it? Are you a chocolate shell, cherry shell guy?
I usually don't go down that well. I always, that's one of those things where I'm like, oh, I should do that one of these times, and then I just don't do it.
I also feel weird as an adult getting Jimmy's on an ice cream.
Oh, I think that's a good thing to feel weird about. Why would you do, first of all, Jimmy's are terrible.
I haven't sprinkles since I was a kid.
Hold on, sprinkles are bad. Now, if you're a child under the age of 5, it's just sugar, ooh, colorful. I think they're terrible. I don't think they add, I think they detract
so even
from the process.
On cookies and stuff, you don't like
them? Oh, they're even worse on cookies. Sprinkles, bad. In all forms. In all applications.
They're not really bad. It's just more sugar. I don't know why that's...
I hate the texture of them. All of it. Intern Jack knows what's up in there. Speak your truth real quick, Jack. You're nodding along with the person who's always right on this show,
well,
me.
Well, I started by saying I never get it on ice cream, so
I know, but
I
I'm
am
just,
right about this.
I'm just dogging sprinkles broadly speaking.
Sprinkles are absolutely terrible.
Thank you.
I don't understand the
appeal love affair.
Oh, yeah.
At all.
Give
the
me
infatuation.
This oddly, like, not really chewy little piece of sugar that almost looks engineered in a lab to get stuck between my teeth while I'm eating.
It ruins the texture and it doesn't taste good.
Aaron Rodgers in that clip giving Mike Tomlin indirectly a lot of love. Mulsey has buried Tomlin today. There's only one team in the AFC with a better record than the Steelers right now, and that's the Bills. Do you think the Steelers are the second most talented team in the AFC?
No.
So then he's done a good coaching job.
Who's done a better coaching job right now, him or Shane Steichen?
Well, I'm actually happy that you brought him up, because you said that Tomlin did a bad job because of the way the game ended against the Vikings and his game management miscues.
And you've got A.D. Mitchell making the blunder of ages.
Right. You've got a Colts wide receiver who started celebrating before the goal line, lost control of the ball, it went for a touchback, and they ended up losing a one-possession game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't think today's day to make the argument that Shane Steichen has done a better job than Mike.
That's probably one of those ones where, on some level at least, I'd be like, it's such a brain-dead play, I have to put most of it on the player. But then again, I know that I'd still be saying that's a sign
anybody
of a well
else?
Or poorly coached
Jim
team.
Jim Harbaugh went to New York and lost to a quarterback making his first start against a team that was 0-3 and their defense had been sieve for three games. And they got beat.
Bad loss for them.
And Malik Nabers went out in the second quarter, the Giants' best playmaker. They still got beat. The Ravens are 1-3.
Ravens are 1-3 with
injury problems.
Joe Flacco
looks like he's ready to go into the tomb. I mean, he's for the Browns. He went to the Russell Wilson well early in that game and said, you know, maybe if I just throw the ball high into the air, my guy will come down and catch it.
I think that's always been Joe's
and it didn't
general
work.
Offensive philosophy. You know what's going to happen, right?
What?
Browns are going to play the Vikings this week in London.
Yeah.
They're going to lose. Flacco will get his last shot and it'll be Mike Tomlin coming off of a bye against Dylan Gabriel, making his first ever NFL start. Tomlin will beat him because he's Dylan Gabriel making his first NFL start, and there are your Steelers at 4-1.
I'm befuddled by the take that you have and others when they're 3-1, and we have other coaches who we generally like and respect and give plaudits to who are having worse outcomes in games, and there are things we can directly point to criticize them for why they lost these games. Like, if Tomlin's doing a bad job, how many coaches are doing a good job in the NFL right now? Three? Four? There's 28 bad coaches?
Sirianni's doing a good job.
Yeah.
McDermott's doing a good job. Hold on.
2 out of 30.
No, McVay's doing a good job.
29 out of 30 aren't.
Mike McDonald's still doing a pretty good job. They're 3-1.
Right, and he beat the Steelers.
Liam Cohen's doing a good job. They're 3-1. They just beat the Niners, and then he challenged Robert Saleh basically to a fight, and Robert Saleh would wash, rinse, and repeat.
Probably, but he also lost a game where Jake Browning went in at quarterback, and the Bengals turned the ball over three times.
All right,
Chris.
The Steelers lost a game where their kick returner didn't know the kick return rules.
And I ripped the crap out of them for that.
Well, I'm just saying, if we're making this like game about Liam Cohen, he's doing at least as good of a job.
Okay.
At least.
But by your incredibly high standard of what you expect out of the coach, Tomlin's 0-4. Because you didn't like the Jets game, you didn't like the Seahawks game, you hated the Patriots game, and you didn't like this game.
He's 2-2 for you, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So we're both docking him wins.
Yeah, but you've given him, he's 0-4 for you. They're winning in spite of Mike Tomlin. He's getting dragged to 3-1.
I actually gave him more credit than you're giving me credit for after the Jets game, because I said he at least went out there and let his quarterback try to win it.
And then you said it was an embarrassing performance by his defense that he's invested $158 million in.
I think that one was some of the good, some of the bad. And then I think Patriots was enormously frustrating. This game was frustrating. And then
Seattle,
I put it more
you killed
on,
him for too.
I thought the Caleb Johnson play was more very much on Caleb Johnson than it was anything
else.
But he also did like some cowardice in game there punting.
And
the ball.
You rightfully agreed with me that he should have never been back there in the first place.
Oh, so when you say something, I am right to agree with you. But when I say that Mike deserves criticism, no.
412-928-9370. Ballsy's big take, Mike Tomlin at a
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad game.
And I bet he likes sprinkles on his ice cream, too.
Here is Tony in Greensburg on yesterday
hey.
In Dublin. Hello, Tony.
What's up, fellas?
Tony,
been a
you
while.
Do a little kegs and eggs for the game? What was your deal?
Yeah, had some Guinness. Had some canned Guinness for the game. I was on the golf course, though, so I was listening to the game and watching on my phone in between shots. But So my thing is, look, Tony, I agree with you 100% on this one. Malzy, you know, I really do like your takes a lot of the times, and I do appreciate that you're keeping it real all the time and saying the things that people don't want to say. But, like, analytics, I'm not fully in on analytics, and it seems like you are. I mean, I got a stat for you guys. So, Kevin Stefanski, right? The Cleveland Browns are generally known, and I know this because my brother's buddy works for their analytical department.
Okay.
They have the biggest analytical department in the NFL, okay? Kevin Stefanski has 2 AP NFL Coach of the Year awards. That's more than Sean McVay, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin, and Jim Harbaugh, who all have Super Bowls, okay? And why did they let Baker Mayfield go? Why can't they get Deshaun Watson to play like he did in Houston? They've had good rosters, okay? So that decision in the game yesterday, right, I probably would have went for the 4th and 6, okay? But this was really the decision because analytics doesn't take, like, flow of game and stuff. It takes overall statistics, game-by-game statistics, okay? So the decision was basically,
let me ask you,
go for the
Tony,
fourth.
Let me ask you a question. I get where your point is going, so I'm not cutting you off, but I want to ask you a real question. You're talking about flow of the game and not just going straight to the numbers, right? Like, essentially is yep. the argument. What does it say, then, that Greg Olsen, who played the game and played it at a pretty high level, was essentially calling Mike Tomlin, in so many words, a coward for not going for it on 4th and 1 there? That guy played. He knows game flow. He knows presumably the math and the situation.
And I agree with that. I do. And that's why I said I would have went for it too. But this was really the decision. I don't think it was like as cut and dry as you're making it, Malzy, where it's go for it 100% of the time.
Because Tony, Malzy really, said really if they had gone for it and not gotten it and lost, he would have more credit for Mike Tomlin versus what happened,
so
the fact that they won.
Really, the decision in that situation was, can you get a 4th and 6 running the ball or passing it with Rodgers,
no,
who might have been pressured?
They took
or is it kick the ball
Tony,
away
it was fourth
and give your
Tony,
defense a chance who had
Tony,
6 sacks and 14
it wasn't
QB
a 4th and 6.
Carson
it was 4th and,
it was
fourth
and
18 inches. And then
fourth
they took
and
a delay of game to allow their punter to apparently.
The delay of game was a lot worse than the decision to. You got to make the decision
he
to go
delay,
for it or not.
He did the
and
delay
not
of
take
game.
The
he didn't do the delay of game because he was indecisive. They were always going to do that to give Waitman more
yeah,
room.
Yeah, he wanted
to
give the punter more room, and then he booted it through the
exactly.
Let's be very clear. He decided he would rather give the ball back to them and play defense than try to get 18 inches with a run game that had been clicking better than it had all year.
But the defense
but
had also played better all year, Chris. You pointed
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, they had 6 sacks and 14 QB hits and Wentz threw 2 interceptions. Carson Wentz is going to drive down the field and win the game
just,
the way he
hold
played
on.
That
They
game,
had also
that
just gone 97 yards or 98 yards in a minute and a half because of an 81-yard catch and a busted coverage. And the Steelers' defense at that point was reeling with cornerback injuries. So, yeah, I think it would have been a pretty reasonable choice to say, my defense is injured, their offense has some momentum, I'm going to take that out of the equation here, get the 18 inches, and be done with it.
But if the defense was so screwed, how did they get those stops anyways? You know, how did they win the game then? Like, that defense that you're saying was undermanned and they were down corners had
yeah,
Pierre almost
out.
Intercept the ball. He was
barely
out. It
worked out in the end. It did. It worked out in the end. I would have rather never had even gotten to that point. I would have rather Aaron Rodgers gotten
either a run to Gainwell that got a yard, that's all you needed, or had Darnell Washington fall forward after taking a snap right under center, and then Aaron Rodgers hits the victory formation.
I mean, Minnesota's in the playoffs a lot. They don't win playoff games, but they go. And that's what Kevin O'Connell gets all kinds of credit for, and that's why he's revered. I mean, Greg Olson, speaking of him, said on the broadcast, if there was a coach draft, he would take Kevin O'Connell number one overall. He said that, okay? So that's who Tomlin beats in this game. I'm just curious, though, as far as like docking him for the process being bad and them winning. If that happened in the wild card round, would you come on the air the next day and say this? And say, look, they finally broke the drought. They beat a good team. But my God, was Mike Tomlin terrible in this game. And I'm going to give him no credit for winning the game. So I'm actually going to, in my personal scoreboard, I'm extending the drought an extra year.
I probably would have done this as an ancillary take and not as the main point, because just like you saying, you're only giving him not a pass, but giving him more credit than you would because of the quality of the opponent here and the opponent's coaches. I would have said you beat a team that's playoff good with good coaches. I still don't like decision making at the end of the game, but I'm not going to let that get in the way of the fact that you broke a playoff win drought.
To be fair, I'm not only giving him credit because of who was on the other sideline. I'm giving him credit because for the first 55 minutes of the game, he coached a masterpiece in which there was really not a single thing you could criticize their coaching staff for. Not one.
A blocked field goal, maybe.
Yeah, but that's Pat Freiermuth just not doing anything there. Like, that's, I don't know, man. Like, I
guess I'm just surprised that you're very willing to say in this particular instance, wow, they coached 55. He coached 55 terrific minutes, and you're seemingly ready to not ignore, but very much slough off for once how bad the last five minutes are.
I'm not sloughing anything off.
You absolutely are. You're minimizing what happened in the last 5 minutes to talk about how great the first 55 were.
But the last 5 minutes still worked.
They barely worked.
Well, I would not say punting it and getting the stop where they did barely worked. It wasn't like Minnesota drove downfield and they got bailed out because their kicker missed a field goal. They went backwards. There was an intentional grounding penalty.
I mean, can I say that his players deserve some of the credit for that then, for just making plays?
But that's why he put them out there, because he thought they would make plays.
I'd rather end the game with the ball in my offense's hands, ending it on a day where they were clicking like they haven't clicked all year, then give the ball back to a team and trust a banged-up defense you had asked a lot out of that had just given up a lengthy touchdown drive because of a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.